How to connect drone to controller 2021 top full guide. How to connect drone to controller. Drone controls are anywhere in the drone globe, but have you ever stopped to consider how they operate? This guide will begin with the fundamentals of drone controls, considering how drone remote controls work and the different features they provide drone pilots. We will also have a peek at exactly what makes drone controls unique in the area of RC aircraft and provide you with some quick tips for troubleshooting connection problems between your drone and its management. How do drone controllers work? A drone control operates by sending a radio signal from the remote controller to the drone, which informs the drone. Radio signals are delivered from the radio transmitter at the drone control and obtained by the drone receiver. That is why drone control may be known as the drone transmitter or the drone controller. 1. FPV screen on your drone controller. A number of the controls for the best drones available on the market don't have displays connected to the drone control that includes the drone. Should you purchase a remote drone control that does not have a display, then you will usually have the ability to use your smartphone or tablet for a show-to-fly FPV, first-person view. 2. Drone remote controller terminology. There are four main ways to maneuver a drone with your control. Roll. Assessing your drone left or directly in the atmosphere, literally, rolling, your own drone. Pitch. Tilts your drone backward or forward. Yaw. Rotates your drone clockwise or counterclockwise, letting you create patterns or circles in the atmosphere. Throttle. Controls the quantity of electricity sent to your own drone, making the drone move slower or faster. 3. Basic drone controller features. After flying, the harder you push on the rod in a specific direction, the more electricity will be transmitted into the drone in this way. If you are learning how to fly, push the sticks softly until you get the hang of stuff. Additionally, remember that every control is different. Even if you possess some experience in flying, you will want to have a sense of a new drone control before heading full throttle. Right stick. The ideal stick allows you to control the pitch and roll of your drone, letting you transfer the drone right-left in addition to backward and forward. Left stick. The left rod enables you to control the yaw and control of your drone, letting you control the elevation where you fly and allowing you rotate the drone clockwise or counterclockwise in flight. Trim buttons. Each drone remote control has its cut button. If you become aware of your drone flying toward a single direction once you first begin flying, this probably means that it has to be trimmed. It's possible to use the corresponding cut button to fix the balances required. How to connect drone to controller. The kind of drone decides whether it will need a program to attach it to the control. But if through a program or dedicated management, all of them serve the same function, sending radio signals throughout the radio transmitters. The drone radio receiver receives the signs and begins to function in accordance with them. For the process to be prosperous, the drone ought to have a secure connection with the control. This is how to link it. Connecting the drone to the controller using an app. Step 1, power on the remote controller first, then the drone. The LED on the remote controller will produce a strong red light while of this drone blinks yellow fast, which suggests that the drone is prepared to be linked to the control. Step 2. Launch the app. Open the program to begin the link. Tap, input the apparatus, and then enter camera perspective. The icon for remote management settings will show up on the upper right corner of the telephone. The position might be different depending on the program. Click the faucet linking remote control prompt, then OK. The remote control will beep, meaning it is prepared for connecting. Step 3, click the link button. Then you will press and hold the hyperlink on the drone for 3 minutes. This button is generally on the rear edge of this drone. Release the button on hearing a bell or beep noise, along with the drone will connect into the control and produce a red light for a minute. At length, it will stop stirring, and the control and the drone will have a strong green light. Now you can click fine on the display prompt, which is alerting you of their successful connection. Your drone is currently prepared to fly. Read also, how to find a lost drone. Connecting the drone to controller without a mobile phone. Step 1, power on the function button. Press and hold on to the drone's work button for approximately 3 seconds, and it produces a beep sound. The leading LEDs of this drone will float red fast and begin connecting to the control. Step 2. Power on the controller. Hear about the control. You may press the pause button, function button, and customizable button to get a couple of seconds. Publish all three buttons as soon as you hear a beeping sound. Now, the control, along with the drone, will begin linking. The beeping noise will cease after a minute. The link is successful once the status LED in the control produces a solid green light. The power will then begin sending radio signals to the drone to restrain its functions. Why is your drone not connecting to the controller? Sometimes, the drone will have a very long time to join, and others, it won't connect in any way, a problem that may have among many causes. Whenever there's low battery power on the drone, then you might drop the relationship. It is, thus, essential to make sure the drone has a complete charge before attempting to power it on. Additionally, faulty or depleted controller batteries might lead to connection problems. Controller syncing issues. In case the syncing of this control wasn't done correctly, it will likewise not connect nicely. Or it might be that the power you're using to your drone is by a different producer. Different roles demand various controls, and they're usually compatible with other versions. In addition, the installation instructions for every form of drone design and control can differ. Thus, make sure that you adhere to the company's installation guide and apply applicable rules to your drone. DJI is among the most frequent drone manufacturers, and it ordinarily utilizes the DJI program to link it to the control. When it isn't binding, open the panel at which the SD card is and click on it. Proceed to the remote controller settings on your program, click the link control button, then place your control as central. This process should produce the drone and the power reconnect. A drone could be in a position to sync into a control based upon the version, but the process may have minor differences. When there's a link failure involving the drone and the power, change on both the devices, then push and hold the left-hand stick towards the very best. Bring the pole back to its former position once it produces the beep noise or whenever the lights are eventually on. Some drones will need one to maintain them in the very best location for approximately 4 minutes to light up and produce the beep, but the syncing is powerful once they perform. See also, how to get a drone out of a tree. App not running properly, OR not compatible. The drone can also don't connect to the control once the program is commanding it's not operating in the background. For such scenarios, force quit the program then relaunch it. To force stop, visit the program's preferences, choose the program, and tap on force stop. If the USB cable connects the control and the mobile device isn't plugged in correctly, this might also lead to a collapse in the relationship. Verify the cable and performance isn't faulty, and you might also try unplugging and replugging to receive a stable connection. Since the program for different drones changes, it's crucial to be sure the program you're using is compatible with all the drones in the remote controller. Otherwise, it won't be possible to link both. If all you're still having difficulty connecting, consider closing the program, disconnecting the USB cable, then turning the drone along with the control. Now, switch everything back on. Drone hardware issues. The drone might have hardware problems, mainly if its sign keeps on flushing, impairing the relationship. Also, check if the control is pairing to the ideal drone. When it's hoping to pair into a different neighboring drone, that may be the reason the link is neglecting. If nothing appears to work, consult your manufacturer for aid. Read also, how to reset drone. Are drone controllers interchangeable? The control design for most drones from the current market is practically precisely the same and generally consists of control buttons and sticks. Although some control shapes and dimensions could be different, the controlling principles are precisely the same. When using a rule, one pushes the joystick up to fly up the drone and pushes it down. Pressing it left or right rotated the drone to the side. Now, controls contain many additional communication methods, bringing out excellent flying features to the drone. The development in technology has led many producers to use tablet or smartphone computers in many drones rather than handheld transmitters. But, RC transmitters continue to be the most common, and they tend to have the best capability to control the way the drone chooses. Though the RC control has a particular layout that matches each drone, they are frequently interchangeable, allowing you to utilize one for different drones. Though this is how it is, it has to be harmonious with all the drones it will be functioning for it to work. Otherwise, consider installing a fitting receiver at the drone. Additionally, whether you can interchange the drone controls is dependent upon the sort of drone. Some rules come as a bundle with all the drones, for example, in-camera drones or people ready to fly drones, while some, like racing drones, don't have control. Camera drones like DJI Parrot, Adel, Skydio, Unic, and other versions with bind and controllers aren't interchangeable with different versions. Other DJI models include an intelligent controller that's likely to use with different versions. Additionally, there are drones whose controls are compatible with it, which makes it feasible to bind it in. So precisely the identical model control may use one controller at exactly the exact moment. Usually, these drones arrive with a bind button that clicks, and it'll begin working for the two drones. A few customizations have to be carried out to get drones with interchangeable controllers, like in the FPV racing drones. Doing this entails changing its programs by simply linking it to a computer with a USB and an app like the Betaflight configurator. Joining a drone into a control follows the same process for many drones. Different programs control each based upon the version, and that's exactly why, most times, an individual cannot utilize another drone control for a particular drone. The control will probably be incompatible and won't connect to this drone. FAQs. Are remote controls and drones interchangeable? Most drones will come with an RC transmitter designed specifically for them, although RC transmitters can be interchangeable, so you can use a third-party RC transmitter if you want. Your drone should come with documentation to specify which transmitters are compatible with it. See also, https://www.dummies.com/consumer-electronics/drones/drone-flight-controls/. Do drones use Wi-Fi or Bluetooth? Most drones today are Wi-Fi enabled to broadcast video to a computer, tablet, or smartphone. Some drones also use Wi-Fi for remote control through a tablet or mobile application. Read also, https://www.dummies.com/consumer-electronics/drone/understanding-how-your-drone-is-controlled/. Can't connect to AR drone Wi-Fi? Improper Wi-Fi connection. If already connected, go into the Wi-Fi setting of your device and select, forget this network. Restart your device and then go back and connect to the drone's network. Then go into the drone's app and try connecting once again. See also, https://www.ifixit.com/wiki/parrot_r.drone_2.0_troubleshooting. What app do you use for drones? DJI Go. If you're a recreational drone pilot, there's a good chance you're going to be flying a drone manufactured by DJI. There's no denying that DJI dominates the consumer drone market, so the DJI Go app is an obvious choice. At its most basic, it will fly your DJI drone and control the camera. Read also, https://expertphotography.com/best-drone-apps/. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=zipwixkeojo. Conclusion. As you can see, a lot must occur to get a drone control to have the ability to inform a drone precisely what to do. Only turning your drone into the right demands the radio signal to be routed from the drone control, obtained by the recipient, turned into actions by the flight control, then sent via the ESCs into the drone motors, at which the flip can subsequently be implemented. Now consider what is required to maintain your drone stable when a strong breeze suddenly comes up that is pretty impressive. We hope you found this informative article on drone controls helpful. Blue sky and safe flying around people.